This is Bigger Pockets Daily, and I'm your host, Tyler. If you're ready to learn about real estate investing and you're short on time, what do you say we jump right in? Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break.
You're trying to close on your next rental, so why is your insurance company dragging its feet? With long lead times and never-ending paper forms, it's no wonder it takes forever to finally get a policy. Modern investors deserve better. They deserve Steadily.com. At Steadily.com, you'll get fast, affordable landlord insurance available online 24/7 in just a few clicks. You can even get next-day coverage, which takes just minutes, by the way, to obtain. And you can do it all from your phone. Steadily was founded by landlords who created insurance products tailored to the unique needs of this industry. It's their sole focus, and that's why landlords nationwide consistently rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars. So whether you've got a single family, short-term, or multifamily portfolio, Steadily.com can secure the best coverage at the best price to protect your properties. Discover how Steadily can save you both time and money on your rental property insurance. Visit Steadily.com for a commitment-free quote tailored to your needs today.
Managing your finances used to be a pain. It was either useless apps or overcomplicated spreadsheets.
Ugh.
But now, with Monarch Money, managing your money is easier than ever. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, track progress toward financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/bigger. Unlike other personal finance apps, Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it easy to set up, customize, and use. You can even collaborate with your partner, family, or financial advisor at no extra cost to get a joint view of all your finances. Customize your dashboard, notifications, and budgets with a tap. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, listeners of this show right here will get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/bigger. That's monarchmoney.com/bigger for your extended 30-day free trial.
This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
From $0 to $40 million, how a 10-year-old orphan became a successful investor, by Kyle Spearin. All right, imagine one day living in a luxurious, spacious house with everything you could possibly want in life. Now, contrast that with red and blue lights filling your home, officers yelling and sirens blaring. Then go ahead and picture a SWAT team ripping you away from your parents. I know, seems a little far-fetched, but this actually happened. By all accounts, John was living a charmed, trust fund life, but that was quickly all taken away from him. At just 10, that left John Manser a ward of the state, orphaned and alone, with only his brother David alongside him. But he spent the last 15-plus years climbing back to the top. Challenges mold you, for sure. And John has risen above the challenge each time to oversee a $40 million real estate portfolio with over 600 units under management. Today, he leads a collaborative team dedicated to financial well-being and the liberating power of financial freedom through real estate, specifically focused on multifamily and RV park investments. The ebbs and flows of fortune. So John was born into a loving family who valued success. His father was a successful entrepreneur in construction, as well as interior design. His mother was on track to become a CPA. Everything changed, though, in the early 2000s, when an 18-wheeler T-boned his father's car, resulting in severe back injuries. As a workaholic committed to maintaining his business and success, John's father sought ways to get back to normal to override the pain. He turned to painkillers, and his reliance on them led to a spiral of addictions. Unable to cope with the responsibilities of the business and parenthood, John's father lost everything. Simultaneously, his mother struggled with a silent addiction to narcotics. In the aftermath of all this, John was forced into Section 8 housing and government subsidies, and the family was thrown into challenges they'd never faced. John recounts, and I quote, this is a direct quote from John. "One night in the mid-2000s, all I heard was a loud bang and unknown voices saying, 'Freeze and get down on the ground!' Next thing I knew, I had automatic rifles in my face. You see, my mom was involved with a drug dealer." End quote. Subsequently, John became a ward of the state and soon found himself in foster care, experiencing the instability of bouncing between housing placements and eventually landing in a group home. John says, quote, "At this point, I didn't care about school. I didn't feel like I fit in with anyone because I didn't feel like anyone understood what I was going through." And that leads us to John's way out, focusing on what can be controlled. Living as a ward of the state, life was a real battle of survival for John as a kid. As he entered middle school, an opportunity for a change of scenery changed his perspective on life. He was granted a scholarship to a sleepaway camp nestled in the Adirondack Mountains called the Raquette Lake Boys Camp. Then soon after, John was taken in and adopted. These transformative experiences ignited a spark within him, propelling him to aspire for a better life. During this time, he learned many lessons, for sure. John says, "I didn't have to stay at the same station in life that I was currently in." He realized that there were certain things he could control, namely academics and getting into college. All of his weight shifted to ensure that he went from a mediocre student to an excellent one by putting in the hours needed to get results. His motivation was to become an investment banker after college. John remembered being fascinated by stock traders when living his early years in New York. Hard work paid off when he was accepted to Bentley University. There, he engaged in several stock exchange-related programs the school offered to get firsthand experience. Preparation meets opportunity. Upon graduating, the harsh reality of the job market certainly hit him when many potential employers believed he lacked relevant experience for an entry-level finance job. Undeterred, though, John entered tech sales. After some success, John realized something was missing and couldn't figure out how to get back to the life he used to have as a kid. A W-2 job wasn't going to get him back to the kind of life he knew was possible. Luck or fate? Becoming a wholesaler. So there's a saying that luck is when preparation meets opportunity. This is the type of luck that those in search of financial freedom seek. They don't wait for something good to happen. They find ways to stack the deck in their favor. So that's exactly what John did. Once John set his sights on earning more, he began researching ways to create passive income, searching the internet for phrases like how to build generational wealth. He dug into a variety of topics, but was most intrigued by stocks, real estate, and of course, starting his own business. During the pandemic, he reconnected with Ben Simon, a friend from college. John discovered that Ben, along with partners Carl Venezia and Alex Stanton, were growing a full-scale wholesaling operation in Massachusetts. With his sales skills and eye for value-add investing, John fit right in for sure. John didn't just want a job, though. He wanted ownership. He decided to prove his worth by taking on more work and getting results. Some wholesalers go for volume with lots of deals, even if the fees aren't as high. But John decided to take an entirely different approach. Go after big deals. Upon implementing this strategy, the average assignment fee grew to between $30,000 and $60,000. After landing a $105,000 fee on a 12-unit multifamily, John became a partner at Archer Acquisitions. The value of active listening. All right, so early on, John realized that sales is fundamentally about active listening, a skill that involves understanding the other party's needs, concerns, and motivations. With determination, grit, and an inherent knack for connecting with people on a genuine level, John recognized the power of emotional intelligence in real estate transactions. His ability to make others feel heard and seen emerged as a cornerstone of his success, setting him apart in a competitive landscape. Rather than solely promoting his agenda, John embraced a question-based selling approach to unearth the core issues that mattered most to sellers and investors. By genuinely understanding the intricacies of someone else's situation, he positioned himself as a problem solver. This approach became a game changer, especially when dealing with distressed sellers who needed quick solutions. John's ability to offer sellers a swift, direct solution, providing them with cash quickly and securing an assignment fee, exemplifies the power of active listening and creating mutually beneficial outcomes. By actively engaging with sellers, understanding their unique challenges, and crafting solutions tailored to their needs, John secured profitable deals and built lasting relationships based on trust and empathy. The discovery, real estate syndication. Fueled by a desire for longevity, wealth, and passive income, he knew that there were other opportunities in real estate beyond wholesaling. For John and his partners, syndications offered a chance to build equity, the key to generational wealth. So, they identified a property in their pipeline and decided to go ahead and give it a shot. From zero to $40 million in assets. Taking down this 8-unit property marked a shift from quick, active income to a more strategic approach focused on creating sustainable wealth. With a keen eye for acquisitions and a knack for sourcing opportunities, John entered real estate with a commitment to invest back into the business. The journey was one of bootstrapping, where each step forward was a lesson in sourcing, acquiring, and operating the acquired assets. This quickly led to rapid growth over a 2-year period, where they would purchase RV parks and more multifamily properties, like a 40-unit townhouse community on Cape Cod. A pivotal moment came when John and his partner's investors took what turned out to be a fruitful risk when they purchased their first RV park. John and one of his partners decided to take it upon themselves and moved into their first RV park, gaining firsthand experience that transcended their level of asset expertise. Although John and his partners were syndicating prior to the RV park, they began scaling their efforts upon seeing the results and returns they were getting. The syndication efforts started out as investments from friends and family, but have grown to a new level. John and his partners cater to busy professionals who seek to benefit from real estate without the demands of full-time investment. So, at the heart of John's real estate philosophy lies a commitment to creating passive, generational wealth that can't easily be taken away from you. So, after a little more than 2 years, the company has successfully purchased approximately $40 million worth of real estate, with a pipeline closing in on an additional $20 million in acquisitions in 2024. John operates on a low-fee model where the upside is largely granted to the investors primarily and then to his company. This helps to offer outsized returns to investors, initially friends and family, and now expanding to others. Informing a meaningful mission. In the dynamic landscape of real estate, John's investment philosophy transcends mere financial gains. It's rooted in a profound commitment to creating value, providing affordable housing, and fostering enjoyable living and camping experiences for investors and tenants. His specialization in RV parks and multifamily assets is a purpose-driven approach that stems from personal experiences and a desire to give back. This first-hand experience of living on government assistance became the impetus for his focus on multifamily assets. By investing in properties that cater to workforce housing and Section 8 multifamily properties, John aims to bridge the gap for those who depend on affordable housing solutions. And a quick final thought from John, and I quote, "I am in the position to create a better environment for people like me. Our company wants to work with like-minded individuals who see value in investing in real estate for its long-term benefits and not short-term gains." Thanks for checking out this episode of Bigger Pockets Daily. Remember, every Wednesday, there's a new investor story on the Bigger Pockets Real Estate Podcast. And they drop a listener question-focused episode to start the week off and end the week with news, how-to, and other tactical shows to help you stay current in this market. So check out all the new releases every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with David, Rob, and a variety of real estate experts. Only 3 days a week? Sheesh, slackers. But seriously, check out the show. You can search for it on your podcast app or go to biggerpockets.com/podcast. Meanwhile, I'll meet you back here tomorrow.